Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we promote business people you can call today. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the ABCs of interior decorating. My guest is the owner of Interior Transformations, a full-service decorating company which specializes in interior redesign and real estate staging. She is an interior decorator, certified staging professional, and nationally certified trainer for the Society of Decorating Professionals and the One Day Decorating Association. She has 15 years' experience in this industry. It is my extreme pleasure to welcome to the show a young lady who believes passionately that everyone deserves to live beautifully.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Cheryl Cousins. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Let's get right down to the ABCs of interior decorating.
Sure.
Why would someone hire an interior decorator?
Well, there are a lot of people who find it challenging to create a floor plan or arrange their furniture, choose paint and fabric colors and window treatments, furnishings, art, and other accessories in a way that enhances their space and is a reflection of their sense of style. An interior decorator helps with all of these selections to create an interior that is not only beautiful but functions well in terms of how the space is used. An interior decorator is a professional who works with the client's budget to achieve the look that's right for them. And hiring a professional to help you pull it together and making a cohesive look for the home is well worth it. But a lot of people don't consider it as an option and try to do it themselves. Unfortunately, that wastes time and money, of course, and they purchase things that aren't quite able to work together and end up with a home that's uncoordinated and not as awesome as it can be.
Well, why is it that more people don't consider interior decorating as an option?
That's interesting. Some people don't consider hiring a decorator because they assume that it's unaffordable and that it's a service that's only for the wealthy or those that are well-to-do. But fortunately, that misconception is changing, especially with the emergence of shows on HGTV like Decorating Sense. Typically, the process begins with a consultation, and it's not unusual to meet several times before a project actually begins. The decorator gathers information and also gives information at the consultation, along with tips that help get a client's project underway.
Well, what's the difference between an interior decorator and an interior designer?
That's a great question because a lot of people get confused, so hopefully this answer will help straighten things out for them. An interior decorator and an interior designer work in much the same way. Which one a person consults depends on the scope of their project. They're both qualified to offer excellent interior decorating information and tips. An interior designer is trained to do all the things that an interior decorator does, and they are just as professional in their approach. However, their responsibility goes beyond just the aesthetics of a space. Interior designers can suggest and oversee structural changes like removing walls or adding onto a room. Typically, an interior designer will have higher fees than an interior decorator because of their extensive education and responsibilities. They have to have a knowledge of building and safety codes, and they're trained to create designs that work in compliance with those codes. An interior designer will typically work with an architect in home renovations or the design of new construction. So if a client's project does not require any structural changes, an interior decorator is fully qualified to meet their needs.
Besides traditional decorating, your company also specializes in interior redesign. What exactly is interior redesign?
Sure. Interior redesign is an awesome new facet of interior design and decorating. It is simply the art of using a client's existing furniture, art, and accessories to transform their space, usually without making any additional purchases. It is the basic use what you have decorating, and in most cases it's done in just one day. It's quick, it's affordable, and I can't tell you how many redesigns I've done when in the end the clients say, "I can't believe that you used my old things to create this terrific new look." It really is transforming.
Wow. Ms. Cousins, staging is becoming more popular these days. Why is this so important in today's real estate market?
Well, as you know, the real estate market is flooded with inventory right now. Real estate staging is the art and science of preparing a home for sale before it's put on the real estate market. It's making sure the property is ready to be sold on day one, and that's critical. Staging makes sure that the property shows well and appeals to the buying public. It helps the prospective buyer connect with the home. It's a powerful marketing tool for realtors, and studies have shown that properties that are staged sell faster than unstaged properties, and often for more money than similar homes that are on the market at the time. With so many homes for sale, as I mentioned just briefly a moment ago, the competition is fierce, and staging sets the seller's home apart from the rest. And let me just say, it's more than just clearing away clutter and taking down personal photos. Realtors who are using staging with their listings are the top producers, and if you ask them, they'll tell you that it pays to stage.
What tips would you give someone who is considering decorating or redecorating their home?
Well, I would begin by saying try to define what it is you like. I call it creating a soul style file. Your home should be decorated with the things that you and your family love, and it's important to give some thought to what you would like to see in your home. Think about the colors that are pleasing to you and the looks that appeal to you. I often advise my clients to flip through magazines for ideas and clip pictures of the things that they like and put them in the file. They have a favorite hotel or a spa to visit or a location that they like to frequent. Think about the decor of those spaces and make a note of them. It's easy to recreate that look in your own home, and that exercise will be a great starting point for you. And I just want to say that a well-trained decorator will be able to guide you or guide a client in the process using their ideas to create a stunning decor that's based solely on their preferences. Another tip that I'd like to give is to select a decorating professional that comes highly recommended. There are a lot of people who, you know, might hang a shingle out and say, I'm a decorator, but you really want to make sure you're getting someone who knows what they're doing, they're easy to communicate with, and that they understand your needs and your budget as it relates to what you plan to do in your home or what your expectations are. Another tip is don't be afraid to reveal your budget to the person that you're working with. They are trained to work with all types of budgets in order to do the best decorating job possible, and they will need an accurate figure of what you can afford. You need to keep in mind that an interior decorator is on your side. If your desires are within your budget, they'll help you achieve your goal easily and affordably, and if your desires are outside of your budget, you know, they'll let you know and help you draw up a plan that will get you where you want to go as you can afford it. This works really nicely when decorating on a budget because you can do things in stages as your money allows, and an interior decorator is there to help you stay on track.
What's a typical budget?
Well, it depends on the scope of your project. You know, how many rooms you're doing, how extensive you want the job to be. So a budget can range from $500 for one room to $5,000. It just depends on where you want to be and what your goals are.
Well, that's a great starting point.
Mm-hmm. It really is. The last tip that I can give is just to do it. I meet a lot of people who have what I call a when-then list. You know, when I get this, then I'll do that. And unfortunately, that level of procrastination doesn't lead anywhere, and they never get started. So begin the process and start creating a home that tells your story. I'm a firm believer that every home tells the story of the people that live there. And if you make it all that it can be, you'll truly enjoy it. It's fascinating to me how the state of one's home impacts them on a very personal level. When it's beautifully decorated, it makes you feel good and it brings you joy. And don't we all want to live like that?
Really? Ms. Cousins, before we bring this interview to a close,
sure.
Please tell our listeners why they should call an interior decorator for all of their interior decorating and staging needs.
Well, as I said before, it's important to have someone with a good eye that can help you pull together the things that you need in your space. Again, a lot of times people try to do things on the fly, and they buy things willy-nilly and get them home, and they say, I liked them in the store, but I don't quite think it fits well in my home. An interior decorator will help you achieve your goal a lot faster, will help you save money, and in terms of staging a property for sale, you want to make sure when you decide to put your house on the market that you're making the best possible presentation to the buying public. I always liken it to shopping either at Bloomingdale's or Dollar General. When you go into a Bloomingdale's, you expect to see quality merchandise, and you expect it to be merchandised in a way that it appeals to you. When you go in Dollar General, you pretty much know what you're going to get. It's the same thing with staging a property for sale. When you go into a house, your expectation level or that of the general buying public is very high, so you want to meet that expectation, and staging helps do that beautifully.
And tell our listeners how you can be reached.
You can reach me by phone. My telephone number is 404-735-8457, or you can visit me online at interiortransformationstoday.com, interiortransformationstoday.com.
Ms. Cheryl Cousins.
Yes.
Owner of Interior Transformations. Thank you for being with us today and sharing such insightful and informative information about interior decorating and staging.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be with you.
You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another incredible job behind the scenes. And for more information about our guest, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.